Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Give me some background on you and how long you've been working for IGN and any schooling you had and so forth and so on.
Sure. Well, I in college I majored in computer science with a minor in journalism. I've worked with IGN since 1999. I started as a freelancer on the Dreamcast channel.
Okay.
But then during the .com crash, they couldn't really support freelancers too much for a while. IGN pulled through though and offered me a full-time job in 2002, where I became an associate editor on the PlayStation team.
Okay.
And then from that point forward, I worked my way up from the various ranks on the PlayStation team until I was editor in chief. And then almost a year ago now, I was promoted to games editorial manager to oversee all of it.
Sounds like fun.
In terms of my experience, I'm a big RPG fan and Grand Theft Auto fan. I reviewed San Andreas IV, so I was the last person to review a Grand Theft Auto game that wasn't a port of a pre-existing one.
Okay.
I gave it the infamous 9.9 because I really enjoyed it.
That's great. I agree with that.
Thanks. Not everybody did. But I'm a big fan of the series. I like what it attempts to do. I think that of all the franchises out there, it's one of the few that realizes that gameplay and story are very important, and it's not just about features, but it's about how you use those features.
Yeah.
And so I'm a huge fan of the series. I'm really looking forward to this one. I don't know. What else do you want to know specifically?
One thing I wanted to bring up was whether or not you had any thoughts on an EA takeover of Take-Two.
That is an interesting question, because what's really funny about that is that EA made that offer, which I think was really weird timing.
Yeah.
And obviously, Take-Two doesn't want to entertain it until the day after Grand Theft Auto ships.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect business sense, because the day after that, on April 30th, when they're willing to talk to EA about that again, is obviously their asking price is going to go way, way up.
Yeah.
And EA is a very huge company with a very deep pocket, so I wouldn't put it past them to eventually find a way to get Take-Two. But it's a really interesting drama to see played out, because every single move that both sides make is very public,
mm-hmm.
and they have no qualms whatsoever about telling you, each company, where they stand right now in the takeover, or the possible takeover. So I think that it's definitely possible. I'm not sure that it's likely yet. I think it all depends on how much EA is willing to pay for Take-Two.
Yeah.
And I think that asking price is heavily dependent on how well this game sells, which is going to be quite high. You know, you put Xbox 360 and PS3 together, and if half of that audience bought it, you're talking over 7 million folks buying that game.
Yeah. I think it'll be more than that.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a system seller for both platforms.
Yeah. Definitely, I have people telling me that they've been waiting just for this game before they decide on which system to buy, or decide on whether or not to buy a system.
Yeah.
I'm sure your readers are telling you, or some of your readers are probably telling you that too.
That's the big debate between our readers, is which version to buy, the PS3 or the 360 one.
Are there exclusive content to each? Have you heard anything about
that? There's definitely exclusive content for the Xbox 360 version.
Okay.
There's going to be downloadable episodes that you can get later in the year or early next year. They've said this year, but it's sort of been presented in a way that is a little bit more open-ended in case it slips.
Okay.
But you can download new episodes to the game.
Only on 360?
Only on 360.
Oh, okay.
There will be downloadable content for the PS3 version. That has been said, but they haven't said what kind and when.
Okay.
And we do know that the 360 version will get it first.
Okay.
That's actually part of an exclusive deal that Microsoft worked out with Rockstar. And obviously the other advantage